Semi-pollinated sandpipers have been known to nest in the same nest cup from year to year. That's after migrating to Mexico and back. And juveniles migrate independently of the adults. It's pretty amazing. The redneck male and female look very similar, but look at them with binoculars. The female's a lot brighter. If you have juvenile redneck next to a juvenile red, they're really hard to tell apart, but if you look at their beak shape, the reds are much thicker.
There's a peck.
Males are a lot bigger with that gular pouch here that he inflates on his line. That's what makes the sound. They all have a very distinct line between dark here and white on the bottom. The females are just a lot slimmer looking. I saw this Dunlin feeding when we were walking up. Sometimes they have feeding territories that are disjunct from where they're nesting. And it could be males or females, because both sexes are going to defend the territory.
American golden plover. It looks like a male, because the females tend to have a little more streaking. So he's down there, kind of on that little pingo. The white makes him really stick out.
I think they're feeding over there, because I saw one kind of in the middle, and then he flew and joined this one over here. It's a dowitcher. They line the nest with all kinds of little lichen bits and little grasses. He acted like he has an egg in there, at least based on what he's doing, but maybe he only has a couple eggs and not a full clutch.
He's definitely messing around in there.